Coming up next is Nani.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, my, wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. This is just the kind of day that you dream about. When you open up your mouth, a song pops out. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Holy crap. Okay, I could just, I'll say right now, she definitely, like, conquered the challenge for me, because this is a song I hate, and I loved this. Like, this was, I'm, like, semi-speechless. I mean, I'm not completely speechless, because Amby's never speechless, but semi-speechless. My notes. Nani, have my babies. :O, which is like a shocked face, and I love this song now. Jeffers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, barbershop, and not quartet, because was it quartet? I don't know.
There was more but that than was four, like, but barbershop.
That was epic, yeah. Nani. Like, that was really cool. She's pulling out the big guns in top five. I really loved how you ended the song on the day. And the mixing was very good. Like, everything was very nicely
synced. Yeah, the syncing was nice.
The leveling. Think,
yeah. Wow.
Bravo on your mixing.
Like, that's what I think is, like, the most impressive thing about this is, like, the levels were so good. Like, and dang.
I also like I'm not sure if she had an effect on her vocals or she just doubled every vocal in there, but I really like that effect she had going on. It really made it sound like a retro barbershop. But yeah, this was just really good, Nani. I don't have anything negative.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? The Dapper Dans. Nani was like her own personal, like my own personal Dapper Dans for the evening.
Huh?
The Dapper Dans are a barbershop quartet that walks up and down Main Street, USA, and they like just like sing barbershop songs all day long. Like that's like
it's awesome.
Their Streetmosphere, and next time I go to Disney, I'm going to find the Dapper Dans and like ask them to sing this, because I think they know that. I think this is one of the songs they sing sometimes.
But yeah, this
I won't be surprised.
Great, Nani.
Oh, my turn. Holy expletive a cappella. What? I haven't had this kind of a cappella since Golden Afternoon in my memory. Syncing was amazing, and I like the fact that I don't know if she panned it a certain way, but I like the fact that I could hear the specific voices very clearly.
Yeah, I would assume she panned it a little bit.
Yeah, because I could hear each voice very well, and I could like follow each melody line. So yeah.
Good job, I guess. There's silence.
Silence means we're moving on. Yeah, Amby is speechless. Moving on. Last up tonight in the top five is Valkyrie Celeste.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home will be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is too. Is this home? Is this what I must learn to believe in? Try to find something good in this tragic place. Just in case I should stay here forever, held in this empty space. Although it won't be easy, I know the reason why. My heart's far, far away. Home's a lie. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately. But I know that I can't solve my problems going back. Is this home? Am I here for a day?
What do you know? All six songs tonight, the person judging it, the song is on their list they don't like.
Oh.
What is the chance of that?
I only get one. I'm so happy. Just saying.
Thank you, Valkyrie, for completing the night. No, I'm just kidding.
I wonder if they all planned that. Like, oh, let's sit in this order, you guys.
But like Zeus was on Why Not, this is like one of my more tolerable songs on my list. So, yeah. Valk, I thought this was a good song choice, but I have more notes about like quality and mixing than about you vocally. But I'll start with vocally first. I thought at the beginning I would have liked a little bit more, I'm not sure, like disgust or like ugh-ness at the situation of like how he's a monster. I thought it was a little pretty and smooth for that. But I thought you had a very nice build through it, and you had some nice dynamics in there. Occasionally your switch to head voice was a little rough, and there was this one note that kept popping up in the verses on some one day when we grow old and something about space. I don't know. It was this one held out note that's kind of low in the verses that sounded a little strained for me every time it popped up. But I thought it was good, Valk. just your peeking and the background fuzz mixer could have helped a little bit with the background fuzz anyway, but yeah, I thought it was good. So I don't know, my train of thought is like whew, all over the place.
No, I just found a piece of dog hair on my microphone. It's so weird. Okay, home. For me, it started to get a little toppy sometimes. A lot of the lower notes were sounding strained, or you weren't hitting them because they were not in your range. You also had some pitch problems with some of the higher notes, but they weren't as noticeable as the ones for the lower notes. Good dynamics. I'm okay with the energy in this. And the me started to get strainy, I think, is that what I said? There was this one me that was a little iffy for me. Ambi, save me.
Valk. I liked the emotion on this a lot. Like, I really thought you captured the emotion, the performance. Me, personally, at least. But I have to agree with the notes with Jeffers and even Zelina about, like, the quality. Like, it was definitely toppy at times, especially, like, the higher you got. Like, the toppiness made, as you got higher, make you seem a little bit more shrill. Like, you weren't shrill, but the fact that it topped while you were going higher kind of had, like, a negative, like two wrongs don't make a right type of thing, I guess you could call
it. That's a really good point, Ambi.
Like, that was, like, it had, if it wasn't for, if the notes didn't top out, the higher notes wouldn't have seemed as shrill as they did. That's the best way I can put it. It seemed a little pitchy at times, but that might have been how you were forming the words, I thought. At first I was like, oh, it's a little pitchy, but then I thought, maybe it's actually the way that she's actually forming the ends of her words. That they, like, the sound was coming out sounding weird to me. I don't know. But overall, I thought that the emotion really, like, stuck out amongst all of that. I thought the emotion really shined fairly well.
And I was, like, really pleased with her build and emotion, because that was the one
falling
point everyone that covered Home last season did. So yeah. I was very pleased.
I also really liked, like, towards the end when she kind of, like, she built up and then she came back down again. Like, she had really nice emotional levels with it, which was, that was, like, the saving grace on this that really made me go, oh, I liked this from the emotion of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, definitely need to be careful of the higher notes becoming too wee, wee, wee. So we need to talk about tonight and next week.
And next week.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pause for a moment, and then we'll get back to you guys soon. Okay, results.
That took, like, a very long time.
Well, the results itself didn't take a long time. Prepping for the next round took a long time, which we'll get into in a moment, but results first.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do things a little differently this week with this, because we basically had one winner and one cut, and the three other people were in the middle, and we could not rank them. And we didn't want to put anyone in the middle. So we're just doing winner and cut this week, and everybody else is safe. So, yeah. So winner, since this is my episode, I get to say the winner. Yay! If you want, I'll do the cut. I'll do the cut, too, so you guys don't have to be the mean person. I'll be the mean person. I'll be the nice person and the mean person.
Welcome back, Abby.
Welcome back. I'm mean and nice.
Welcome back to our judging panel.
Welcome back. Exactly. Okay, so winner tonight, we all agreed, was Nani for taking a song that sucked ass and making it awesome. But that song is a terrible, awful song, and
I love that song. Oh my goodness.
Really?
I love that song.
I just lost respect for you. I just lost respect for you.
I like the sing-along version of it, where it has the rap in the middle.
Wait. I don't actually like the Song of the South version, though. So.
Well, that's the version I think of every time I hear it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, fair enough. So, congratulations, Lani.
I have been redeemed.
With your acapella. Awesome. So then, that means everyone who is left is Rochellular, Princess Clary, Valkyrie Celeste, and Faded. And it was just too hard to put someone else in the bottom with the person that we're cutting. So, the person cut this week is unfortunately going to have to be Faded Phantom. Sorry, Faded. I mean, it's top five, and it's really, really, like, everyone is upping their game. So that means going through to the next, to the semifinal round still, is Rochelle Euler, Princess Clary, and Valk, along with Nani. Thank you for being in the show, though, Faded. You were awesome this season.
Yes, you were.
And I still want to hear Baby Mine, like, done with care and posted in hit singles, because I liked those notes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the thing that took us forever.
2 weeks, really.
To do.
2 weeks, really.
Basically, we are doing the exact same semifinals that we did last time around. We are going to have, everyone has to do two songs for semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
Your first song is going to be a free choice. You can do any song you want. This is the song that you are trying to prove to us that I want to be in this finale. I deserve to be in this finale. And your second song is going to be a judge's choice song.
Dun, dun, dun.
The only difference is this season, last season we gave you a song and we told you you could do any like version of it you wanted to do whatsoever. This season we're giving you two song choices and they're not really, you can't, they really don't have alternate versions of them. It's like, really, there's only like one version of the song to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them has...
One of them has two versions, but they're both from the exact same... They're both legit versions from Disney. Like, we'll get to that in a moment. That's the one that took us forever, which we'll get to. We'll save that one for last.
All right.
So, in the meantime, who wants to say what Nani's choices are?
Gozel, both of them were not mine or Ambie's. They were both yours.
Yeah, they were both yours.
I was good. I did good this season. Okay, for Nani, her first choice is Zero to Hero from Hercules. And the second is God Help the Outcast from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Very opposite songs.
Princess Clary's choices are... either I Want the Good Times Back from the Little Mermaid musical or Gift of a Friend by Demi Lovato from the Tinkerbell soundtrack. I'm not sure if it's Tinkerbell one.
Lost Treasure?
I think it's Lost Treasure. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I think so. All right. And Rochelle Euler, your choices are A Change in Me from the Beauty and the Beast theatrical Broadway musical and When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2.
Mm-hmm. And now we're down to Valkyrie Celeste, who literally took 2 hours to decide your songs. Like, this is...
And what's fun...
You were hard to pick for, Valk.
But the best part is that in our little handy little spreadsheet, she has the most suggestions in there.
Yes, she does. Like, she has, like, twice as many suggestions as everybody else, and we could not get 2 songs. But we ended up finding 2 songs that we could all 3 agree on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And those songs are Something That I Want by Grace Porter, is her last name?
Porter, something like that.
From the Tangled soundtrack. And My Simple and Clean from Kingdom Hearts 1.
My suggestion.
Mm-hmm. So, and that was the one that there's 2 versions of, but they're both legit versions from Disney. There's the slow version and the techno version. We give you the option to choose either one, Valk, because we don't really have a preference, like, which one you do. Mm-hmm. They're both the exact same song, just one is a lot more upbeat than the other. So, that's it. You may choose one of those 2 songs that we've just given you, and one free choice song all your own. Hey, if you want to, you can make a free choice the other judge's choice that you don't pick. Can always but we do recommend that you pick something that is going to show us a bit of a range. Like, if you pick if you pick your judge's choice and it's an upbeat, you might want to go with a ballad for the other one. Or if you pick a ballad for the judge's choice, you might want to go with something more upbeat for your free choice. Show us your range. This is your moment to prove to us that you belong in the season finale of HCOE season 2.
Yep.
Chance.
Take that fellow bitch out.
Oh, snap.
That's funny.
Do we have anything else to say? Oh, due dates, Zell, you have the due dates.
Oh, right.
September 19th at 11:59 p.m. EST.
That's right, it's two weeks.
2 weeks.
We're nice like that.
And everybody's going to get... And this week we also have two emails. The main email, then a separate one for each contestant.
Yes. Because the main email will remind you of what everybody else is singing, because then you won't possibly get stuck, like, free choicing something that someone might be doing for their judge's choice.
Now that would suck.
That would suck. All right, if there's nothing else to be said, then done. We are officially a done.
Very late.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Good night,
y'all.